All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order, a regular meeting for Hayes Center Public Schools. It is 8 p.m. Roll call.
Aaron.
Here.
Dexter.
Here.
Toby.
Here.
Vicki. Absent. Marion.
Here.
Andrea, present.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we got the Nebraska Open Meetings Act law poster there on the wall and adoption of agenda.
Marion moves to approve the adopt the agenda. Excuse me. Dexter seconds. Aaron.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Vicki absent. Dexter.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
Andrea, yes.
Okay. No audience communications. Committee reports. Marion, do you want to summarize what we just discuss?
We met with the heads of classified staff departments, and I guess our recommendation would be the 4% straight across, which it would end up being $16,430.62 a year.
I think it affects, that's spread out over, was it 19 staff?
Is that what they kind of asked for?
They won't really ask for a certain amount.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably would have liked a little more, I think.
The comment made was to be in line with what the teachers received, but that was it.
So teachers got 3%. There are some who are going to be moving up on the scale. I do have a question otherwise. With what NSAA did last week, where does that, when do we have to deal with that?
Well, you were at the meeting or you were not in the meeting? I guess you weren't in the meeting.
No.
They think that there's going to be a lawsuit either way. They're waiting and they're, I guess they're kind of treading water, the way I put it. The movement was to go with, I thought it was on your birth, certificate.
That
but they were considering if you'd gone through the surgery and had treatment, hormone replacement, that would qualify. I think, I don't know. You're
well,
closer to it than
the idea was, you know, you saw the letter I sent around, and it was 23-27, and I somewhere along the line I thought it was over half, you know, majority. It was supposed to be 2/3 to get overturned. So what had happened was the NSAA on their own, their board of directors created the policy, which is this thing right here. It's on the website, which is the one we were trying to get overturned to go at birth, not birth certificate, but at birth. So, and Dr. Mahan, what they explained to us a while ago was it was about a lawsuit. This is maybe the best way. This was very much written by attorneys. Now, I mean, at first, you know, I went back through it and read it again. If somebody's going to do this, I mean, they've got to have the surgery, the hormone. There is hoops they're going to have to jump through.
Can't just decide I feel like
correct
today, so
right correct there. But still, I mean, we're still down the, you know, who would ever thought we were going to get to here ever, but here we are now. How it would affect us, assuming that we don't have those type of kids, Locker rooms is the first thing I looked at to see where does that put us. If a kid comes in transgender, they have to have reassignment surgery. They got to get fixed physically to be able to go in that locker room. If they aren't, and this just the hormones, then we're going to provide them a private bathroom or whatever. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, we've had girls play football before, so it's been done. It's just, I think our immediate concerns probably negligible, but shoot, this whole can of worms that, you know, and it just basically, at least my opinion, just wrong. I mean, it is, you know, but to flip it over and get it changed, I thought it was a majority. It's because they had made the law, the rule, to change the rule, the delegates had to go 2/3. So when we lost by 4, we actually lost by, 11 or 12 or 14. So.
And that can be dealt with. I see it as not a level playing field. Like I said, if you have some young man, let's say he's 6'6", 250, and he does go through the surgery, still that's an unfair advantage on the basketball court. That's part of my concern. It's not fair to the other female athletes. Like I said, the restrooms and that locker room, you can deal with that. You go to competition, weightlifting, whatever. Some schools I think have weightlifting championships and whatnot. That's my concern. How's that going to be dealt with?
So they're not going to be allowed to play unless the NSAA approves them to play.
Correct.
Right. So even if, like on a school level, if somebody from another school is claiming this, we have to have the approval from the NSAA before we can allow them to play differently, even though they're not at our school. Like a student from another school, right?
Correct. They'll have to have had their school to let them play is going to have to get a waiver or a permission, if you will, from the NSAA.
They probably decided in the courts.
Okay. Nothing else there. The summer projects update.
Yes, I continually travel or walk through the building and outside the buildings, and I look at things. I notice the windows at the elementary. That shouldn't be a big ticket item. Replace one of those. They're vinyl windows, and actually move the curtains on the inside and move the poster on the inside of the room. And you can feel across the room the wind blows through the window. But the two furnaces are on the ticket. We had one go out the other day, and it's to the point where when it tries a light, it backfires and blows the pilot light out. And he's like he said that could be a not good situation down the road. My pet project, I'd like to change it. The outside doors, make sure they're keyed the same. That's just kind of a pet peeve. That won't be a big ticket item either. I think we have maybe what, 4 doors that need to be done. Let's see, general cleaning. I think that's as far as summer project. It's not a big ticket. Not a big ticket summer. as far as I was asked yesterday or Friday about summer buses for swimming. And so I'll probably have that on the agenda for next month. I'll get the details of what they're looking at as far as number of days a week. And it would be a school-sponsored activity because it'd be in school buses. Let's see. I think that's it as far as external and internal items. Yes, ma'am.
I do have something real quick. I've been talking to Shirley. They put the shrub row in on the south end of the playground for us. That was one of the service projects several years ago, and I talked to her about filling in where there's shrubs missing. And so as soon as the orders are done with what's left over, she's going to give us some. And I talked to Randy, and he said the FFA would be willing to put those in if that's okay with everybody. And then when we first put those in, we did some extra watering out there to, you know, get them rooted and stuff. So.
Yeah. Okay. We've already approved the street project out on the west side of the elementary. It's about a 20-foot strip from the sidewalk to the where the city street. They'll do replacing this summer. That's a little over 14,000. So that's. The AQS, I talked about AQS back in December. They came up with new way of figuring that this is a transition year, and they're looking at there's going to be feature recommendations in May of this year for the writing, the NISA writing test, and they're looking at two different options for the high school level. They'll be coming out in May also, and then in 17 and 18 school year, they'll be finalizing the assessment process, and that'll be decided between May and September of this summer. So more information probably might give it all to you in the fall. Maybe a complete update of what's going on with AQUEST.
Okay. Next item would be the consent agenda.
Do you have anything, Tony, for
Well, I was just going to mention the NSA thing, which we've talked about already. And then Randy gave me the state convention update. I just got it today. I said, sure, send it to me, and I'll give it to the board. Just how they did at the state convention. I went on Thursday. I'd never been. And most of our high school kids were gone anyway, so I figured it'd be a good day to go. And it was interesting. You had, 5,000 kids going downtown in Lincoln. It's pretty neat. And the thing at Pinnacle, I'd never been there either. So I was pretty impressed.
Quiz Bowl teams and track and all that spring stuff going on too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Quiz Bowl junior high did pretty well the other day, and high school's getting better. It's the boys' track that are doing well, and the girls are struggling a little bit, which is the opposite of basketball.
All right, thanks, Tony. Consent agenda. I'd move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Aaron moves to approve the consent agenda as presented. Marion seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicky absent.
I'd move to excuse Vicki Gohl's absence.
Second. Aaron moves to excuse Vicki Gohl's absence. Dexter seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Vicki absent. Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes. Item 5B is approved policy 1013 revision, second reading.
to approve policy 1013 revision. Second.
Second.
Toby moves to approve policy 1013 revision. Aaron seconds. Vicky absent. Aaron.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Toby.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
5C, approve policy 3040.1 revision, second reading. This was the travel one. Second.
Marion moves to approve the second reading of 3040.1 revision. Aaron seconds. Dexter.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Marion.
Yes.
Vicky absent.
Me, yes.
Aaron, yes. Thank you.
5D, review board policy section 3000, second reading.
I'll move to approve the second reading of board policy section 3000.
Second.
Andrea moves to approve the second reading of board policy section 3000. Dexter seconds. Marion.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Vicky absent. Dexter.
Yes.
5E, review board policy section 4000, first reading.
I have a, so this is the student section.
Mm-hmm.
And with the, stuff that happened in Cambridge this last year, do we need to readdress the bullying or off-site summer camp whatever stuff, or do we just keep what we have? Or
I'll be in touch with the attorney. They give us a kind of a blow by blow. I've not heard anything yet, but if we, I'll check with that with them, and if there's something new that they're going to be putting out, we'll include it at that time.
Okay.
They didn't approve it then. That's acceptable.
Marion moves to approve the first reading of section 4000. Dexter seconds. Andrea, yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicky absent. Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes. 5F, approved teaching contract for Andrea Neal.
Andrea, I'm a big believer in recruiting. I went up to Chadron and had Tony go to Kearney. Andrea Neal is a student at Chadron. Home is North Platte, degree in early childhood. She'll be helping with one-act play and speech as well. And Tony and I talked about the schedule, so someone will help on those days, on the preschool days, or help filling in for the preschool. Very nice, engaging young lady. I don't know if you met the teachers this last year or not, but I like to invite them to board meetings to meet the board members at the board meeting, so I'll make sure I do that in the fall. Anyway, I recommend her without reservation.
Okay. Well, I move to approve the teaching contract for Andrea Neal.
I'll second. Aaron moves to approve the teaching contract for Andrea Neal. Andrea seconds. Aaron?
Yes.
Vicky absent. Marion?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Dexter?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
5G, approved teaching contract for Rhea Softly.
Yeah, you all know her, I think so. If you have questions, I can answer them. Or Tony can. She'll be a fifth, sixth teacher.
She's got to work.
Yeah, she'll work on the...
Marion moves to approve the teaching contract for Rhea Softly. Toby seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Vicky absent. Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Aaron?
Yes. 5H, approve classified staff salaries for 16-17. I'd move to approve a 4% raise for classified staff for 2016-2017.
Aaron moves to approve a 4% raise for classified staff for 2016-2017. Marion seconds. Vicky absent. Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
6. No correspondence, I don't believe. Any other discussion?
FFA. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Pardon me?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Last year, Keystone Consolidated, Red Brand Fencing Company, the local distributor is C&K and McCook. Last year, they donated to the area schools. Our high school got $167 this year. They donated $201 to FFA. So that's a bit of good news.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Next meeting, May 9th. Is that going to work? Everyone?
Will they be at 8 o'clock from now on?
Through.
Okay.
Yeah, through the...
The alumni committee is working to put together a yearbook, I guess for lack of a better word, of the history of the school. So we have been contacting graduates and going through yearbooks and archives and stuff. So what we would like at the end is to have a book of a picture of every year that's graduated. So basically we're taking pictures of the pictures, but we're going to put them into a book. And then like when the buildings were built, when the additions were put on, when the country schools all closed down, where the country schools were at, all that kind of information. So hopefully we will have one of those to... And then we're going to sell them as a moneymaker to people who want them. So that will be something that the school will have so that nobody has to go back and read.
It's a good idea.
So it's amazing when you look through all the old yearbooks how much of that information is not in there. Like, there's no documentation in the yearbook when the music wing ag stuff was built. Like, you would think that would be something that was on there, but so anyway, so we're working to do that, so that should be something that the school will have.
We will have graduation before the May board meeting, so being new here, I guess I'm reaching out to you. I've been working with Tony and Jeannie Solt on the schedule for the graduation, but what does the board know what to do? I mean, you sit in a certain place, you hand out
It's been just me in the past, but I would be willing to let somebody else do it if they really wanted to.
Well, sometimes if they have relatives, they other board members like to hand it to them. I have the customary here or not.
That'd be fine with me if somebody really wanted to.
I don't know. Nobody requested it. As long as it doesn't storm that day, I'll be happy. Of course, you need the rain. Maybe we'll settle for a storm.
It rained the day I graduated.
So it'll be May 7th, 2 p.m.
And everything else is pretty well. You got everything else settled, ready to go?
The speaker will be Randy Blasheen. Jeannie will be working on the scholarships. I'm adding a little welcome at the beginning. I didn't see a welcome on there last year. But I'll do the welcome and start off with the salutatorian honor. And then we have a valedictorian award. We're still up. I guess the superintendent introduced or presented the class last year. I don't mind. I could do it, but he and I are arm wrestling over that one. So.
Yeah. I'll lose.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
All right. No further discussion. I'll go ahead and adjourn. 8:27.